Last time on Taverns and Caverns, we leave the grove and head east. Man, I wish we could have stayed longer. It was so relaxing. But I digress. We continue along, following Ekita's directions. Unfortunately, once we hit the ruins, we find a broken katana. Once we investigated further, we found a slain Shimadan samurai. Shortly after, we found the one that was responsible. That Koldarian soldier, now mutated turtle, we found under Tiani Fortress earlier. Man, he was ugly. He thought he could ambush us, but he was no match for the purest fire. And I have to add, heavy metal was a success! I'm really hoping Stella likes her armor too. And now, we're so close to the border. Things are just looking up. I can feel it. Episode 87. Tempest of Koldar.
Ashina's breathing heavily. That was easier than expected.
I don't say that, no.
Ryan's surprised.
I am surprised.
Well, usually Roy goes down immediately, so.
Yeah, that's so right? True. Nope. We're not used to having your help.
All right. So with him now gone, I will reveal the rest of the map. Just because I'm assuming you guys are investigating the rest of the ruins. You're trying to get through it.
Yep.
So after Turtleman drops to the ground headless, as you all continue to look through the ruins, again, there are a couple more dead samurai in the back of the ruins you did not see, but there aren't any goods or anything of use or value, really, that's in these ruins. Again, so many people have traveled to these ruins that any treasures or anything like that would have already been nabbed at some point. So, unless you all want
the general is supposed to be here?
No.
Oh, okay.
Thank God for that.
No.
That's all I was thinking was going to happen. I'm like, oh, whooping this guy's ass.
No, you got backup coming.
I almost went hood there. Ooh, like the sweat off. I might take this guy's head with me.
That's up to you.
That's huge. You can't take that with you.
Sure, I can.
We can make turtle soup, though.
I ain't eating this. Ashina wanted to. This used to be a dude. I ain't eating this. Well, I look like Nomu.
Yeah, I was going to say Nomu would.
Nomu would eat this motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'd probably get sick. This guy got Omni serum in him, man. Right, part like Yaki.
Gangrene.
Do not let Yom or Nomu in Ashai.
No.
Do not let Nomu in Ashai. He will eat a Yaksha.
Yeah, he's gonna try to tie it up.
Just also want to say justice for Chiyo.
Yes.
There you go. So as you do what you do, Ikaris mentioned that Lord Oshiro wanted to eventually meet you, but he did say there is a camp not far from the ruins within a small canyon that there typically are soldiers stationed at. You're not sure if it's the same soldiers that are here in the ruins that were from that camp, but you know that once you exit these ruins, you're in Shimaran territory. Do you all continue your journey to the camp into friendly territory?
Yep. Oh yeah, I'm hyped up after that. Let's go.
All right, so
ties up the head with his hempen rope and sling it over his back. Yep.
I didn't have to heal you guys at all. God damn.
So,
don't speak too loud now.
Yeah, don't speak too loud. We're not done yet. So,
log out.
Log out now.
Victory.
I know I said 5:30, but there's still a little bit more I want to get through the session.
Victory.
So, as you guys begin to leave the ruins, you find there's nothing else in the ruins that comes out at you. It's just an old ruins, but there are a couple more dead corpses lying in front of you as you leave. But as you exit the ruins, there is a hill that heads down, because you're up on a hill at this point. And as you go down the hill, it leads into Shimaran territory. And as soon as you step on friendly territory, you already get a fresh breath of air. You're just like, oh, I'm home. Oh. And about 20 minutes out, continuing east is where that camp is. So as you all continue eastwards, Yome, your spiritual weapon is going to be gone at this point, just so you know. I'm going to reveal the canyon map to you.
My twin.
So to the top right of the current map, you should see me revealing some. Yeah, you see this area? Place your characters in the middle, bottom of the map. You're entering the canyon area. So
there we go.
As you all continue about 20 minutes past the ruins. Again, you reach a small canyon area, and inside the canyon, down below on the lower level of the canyon, there is a small camp that's set up. Make me some perception checks to see what you guys see.
Ooh.
Yomi with a 20. Stella with a 20. Hota 10. With a 4. Roy with a 10. So, Hota, you don't see this. You're looking down at the turtle head. You have your trophy. You just feel accomplished that none of you took a hit. You're just happy that, well, Roy took a hit, but none of you went down. You're just happy that that fight went very smoothly, considering how badly it went for the samurai. Let me just tell you guys that you guys were smart to surround him. His main attack was charging people. If he charged you and hitted you, he would be able to basically knock you prone and stomp on you, dealing 3d10 plus 6 damage.
Oh, Jesus.
God.
Yeah, so that was like his main shtick, but you guys were able to stop him in his tracks, so he wasn't able to do that. So, all of you spot the camp. There's a burnt out fire. There's some tents in the distance, some boxes. It looks like a small little outpost of a camp where the Shimaran soldiers are. And Hota, again, you don't see any of this, but let me reveal the map for you guys. One hot second. As you look down at the camp, you've crossed the border of Aloria into Shimara. You're in friendly territory. You see,
about the drama to our mamas.
You see, at the camp, there are dead samurai lying around the camp. They're scattered all over. It's not as a gruesome scene, not nearly as gruesome as what you saw at the ruins, but they're all dead. You see blood, pools of blood underneath them. And, you know, as you're looking down at this scene, what do you all do?
Nowhere safe. It's time to set it the fuck off.
And she pulls her rapier out and just starts walking.
Go ahead.
I say there might be a different source than that turtle demon.
Yeah, I want to investigate the bodies and see if it looks.
Leroy's going to do the same thing. Try to investigate, see if it finds any tracks or anything like that.
So, as you guys are investigating, you have an 8 on your investigation, Stella. Hota's got nat 20 with a 26. Roy with a 15. Stella, you are more looking around at, you know, much of their armor that's been damaged. You can't necessarily tell with an 8 what really may have killed them. You just know that they're bleeding out. Definitely a weapon of some kind, but you don't know what kind of weapon. Hota and Roy, on the other hand, I'll say Roy and Hota, you guys look at the samurai's armor. None of their weapons are bent. Again, it's not a gruesome scene like it was in the ruins. I mean, it's still gruesome. They're dead people scattered around the floor here or the ground. But you can tell steel blades cut through their armor. And Hota, with your investigation of a nat 20 with a 26 total, you can see there's a shadow coming from the tent.
Look alive. The tent.
Make me quick initiative checks or initiative rolls just to see who goes first and stuff.
Oh, 6.
Oh, Hota with a 6.
Oh, 18.
I'll roll for the shadow. I got a 15. Okay. So we have, we have to roll Ashina as well. Sorry. Ashina. Ashina with a 4. Yome and Roy, what's your dex? Who's got the better dex?
I know.
The plus 2.
Plus 1.
Okay, so Yome's first. So it goes Stella, Yome, Roy, Shadow, Intent, Hota, and then Ashina. But Hota, you notice the shadow coming from the tent. And before anything happens, you see that shadow moving. The shadow knows you guys are there. You guys are talking and inspecting, investigating the camp. Whatever that shadow is knows you're there. A humanoid steps out of the tent very calmly. As they step out the tent, you notice a man in golden red armor.
Oh, God.
Steps out of the tent, and he has a book in his hand.
No!
And we're in trouble.
He's reading the book as he steps out, and he has two blades attached to his back.
Oh,
and he's got a golden mask on his face.
Oh.
Oh!
As he's reading this book, you don't know what it is. He's just reading it out loud. Day 26 at the borders of Aloria. I have come to realize that this is a losing war. The Koldarians are too strong. I don't understand why we're even camped here. It's not a vantage point. And he slowly looks up at the group as he's reading what sounds like a diary or a journal of some kind. And he slowly closes the book. He's got one hand behind his back. He's standing all proper as he's holding this diary in one hand. He slowly shuts it and drops the diary onto the ground as he slowly looks at the five of you. Well, well, well. What do we have here? It seems that my transformed soldier was not strong enough to defeat you. He places his free hand that was holding onto the journal behind his back. He's got both his hands as he's standing straight and tall. He doesn't really come off as a threat at this moment. Obviously, he's intimidating. You know who he is. It's General, it's General Renak, the Tempest of Koldar, standing before you. Ashina, she is beginning to sweat underneath her helmet. But as he places both hands behind his back, both his blades are still sheathed on his back. He just looks at you all. To think that Alliance soldiers or purifiers were able to teleport from the Emuel ruins into the laboratory of Tawny Fortress, escape the fortress filled with my soldiers, along with defeating the mercenary Garo after he had taken the Omni Serum, to make yourselves all the way here, past the borders of Aloria into Shimara. That's prowess that I can commend. And he begins to walk to the side, and he just steps over that samurai's body that's in front of him. He just, oh, excuse me, as he's talking to the dead samurai. And he turns and he looks at the five of you again. Your skills are formidable to take out not only Garo, but the altered soldier from the ruins, who I am assuming killed the samurai there. And it doesn't seem like any of you are damaged or hurt. Very good. I am honored to speak with such experienced and well-trained soldiers. Tell me, who are you all, and why have you run from my fortress? Are you part of the Shimaran Alliance with the others? Are you purifiers? What are you? Who are you? Answer me.
We are the Purest Fire. We came here to stop you.
Oh, oh, easy now, easy.
Oh, he says that really nervous. He says that really, really nervously.
Stella's trying to get home.
Why would Stella's coughing that? Into her fist.
Oh, oh, boy.
Don't mind his cold. How did you know that we were in Tawny Fortress?
Oh.
Baseless
accusation. Do you think the prisoners would escape so easily without someone releasing them? Oh, I've known about you ever since I saw you leaving the cave beneath the fortress. Followed you. It was very simple. Your allies at that cove, they may not be alive any longer.
You're bluffing.
Am I? How would I know you were here?
He exchanges a look with everybody else.
So, now that you all understand the predicament you're in, I'm assuming you know who I am. I am General Ranak, one of the many generals that follows Emperor Baal of Koldar. I am an honorable man, unlike General Ma Wu. I have taken over General Ma Wu's position here in Eloria. Well, I guess we're not in Eloria anymore. We're 20 minutes from the borders, but I am a just and honorable soldier, and I understand and see talent when it is in front of me. I will give you two options. Option number one, you said you were the purifiers, I'm assuming. Your first option is to join me and return to Eloria and to work not only for me, but to swear your allegiance to Koldar and Emperor Baal and help us in destroying the disease that infects Ashai's lands. Moritai, the god, the otherworldly god of the void. Or, option two, you deny my very merciful option one, and I slay you where you stand. I haven't had a good fight in quite some time, and my body does wish to see combat once more. These samurai here were nothing, mere child's play. But you have proven to me that you all are skillful. So my hands are itching to grab at my blades. The tempest within me wishes to be released. Now, before you make your decision, I will give you a few minutes to talk amongst yourselves and discuss what you wish to do. But don't be foolish, because if you attempt to run, you will be killed like the animals, just like the Shimarans here. And as you all look around, again, you're inside the lower portion level of a canyon. You guys all begin to see Koldarian soldiers step out from above. They're surrounding the canyon. What do you all do?
Hota spits on the ground, for one.
The fuck are we supposed to do?
We already fight against Muay Thai. The hell is he all about?
Ashina's looking at the four of you. If we go back, I guarantee you they will kill us. Yeah. Or turn us into experimental beasts like they did with the samurai at the ruins of Amiwa.
Listen, I am no one's experiment. Ain't gonna happen.
We're fighting for our lives no matter where we go at this point.
I died once. Why not again?
What? Right?
Nothing.
I'd rather not to experience that. dying is not in my plans today.
As y'all continue discussing, General Naki looks to the side and he picks that book back up and he's reading it. Tick tock. Tick tock. Two more minutes, friends. 2 more minutes.
Can we get a little bit more time?
You're already 5 seconds into your 2 minutes. Tick tock.
It's a lot of pressure.
Listen, General, what do you mean going against Muay Thai? We already do that, but going against you.
Oh, so you are indeed purifiers. That makes sense, your name being the purest of fires. We Koldarians have followed Emperor Baal, as you all know, to be the new Emperor of Koldar after the passing of late Emperor Rudan. Rudan's son, Baal, has made it his mission to seek out the otherworldly god of void, Moritai, and to rip the god from our plane of existence and either vanquish him completely or banish him from our plane of existence. The Omnikami have failed to do this for many centuries. Emperor Baal believes that the Omnikami are either too weak or too afraid to face Moritai. You all know Ashai has been devastated by the corruption of the Yaksha and Moritai for many centuries now. It is time we've taken it onto our own hands. Don't you all agree?
What's the tiger god that they have name?
The tiger god's Nimwa, but they captured Tioga, the turtle god.
Tioga. Oh. Why do I think it's maybe because T.
I miss Yaito.
Yaito. What the hell? he'd be like shaking right now with his cup.
Yaito would be trying to leave. Yeah, he'd be like, nah, not me.
No, just reminded you said tea.
Oh, tea.
Yeah. It's that time again, adventurers. We have more breaking information just for you. So how many of you are either planning to or are currently working on your health and wellness? Do any of you find it difficult or even boring to do so? If so, then I've got just the pick-me-up to fuel your body and mind so that you can continue in on your adventures. Liquid IV is the category-winning hydration brand fueling your well-being, and their hydration multiplier is the one product you're missing in your daily routine. So you're probably wondering, what do I love most about Liquid IV? Well, for one, it comes in convenient packaging that allows me to take it on the go. Not only can I bust it out at any moment, it makes me feel buffed and ready to take on any challenges that come my way. Think of it as a potion that helps increase your endurance. Who doesn't like being buffed? Just ask Rogar. Oh yes, I love being buffed. If you're someone who requires good taste, don't you worry. Liquid IV comes in plenty of different flavors that is guaranteed to quench your thirst. Tropical Punch, Watermelon, and Acai Berry are just a few of the flavors that you'll have access to. It contains 5 essential vitamins, B3, B5, B6, B12, and vitamin C. Liquid IV believes that equitable access to clean and abundant water is the foundation of a healthier world. So what are you waiting for? Get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TAVERNSCAVERNS at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TAVERNSCAVERNS at liquidiv.com. And now we continue our adventure.
No, I'm not joining them.
The Omikami are too weak. Why do you need Tioga?
Because in order to fight a god, you must have the powers of a god. We are but mere mortals. But with the powers of the Omikami at our side and in our hands to where we can control it, as you've seen, we've been able to transform our soldiers into devastating troops. Our shock troops were able to take Aloria within months of the start of the war. It's only a matter of time until the rest of Ashai falls to Kuldar. The only reason we've waged war against everyone is because no one agrees to union or to band together and to take the power from the Omikami for ourselves. Only Emperor Baal understands this. The nations of Mizugro and Shimara do not understand this purpose. The longer they fight, the more it hurts everyone in Ashai.
You're literally turning people into monstrosities.
Indeed. In order to understand the god, Mori Tai of the Void, we have to take what his essence is, that corruption that creates the Yaksha. And we must experiment with this power. The more we understand of the Yaksha, the more we understand of the god that creates them. And once we understand the power that the god creates, we can find a weakness to him. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Not really. You're trying really hard to justify this, and I just think you're an asshole.
I agree with Stella.
You have 30 seconds left. What are you going to decide?
We ain't doing shit, ho.
And then Stella,
oh Lord,
that's ho. Forgive me, but you, I assume, come from Tirist. That is verbiage I don't understand.
You will.
You've already lost 10 seconds of this. You have 20 seconds left to make a decision. If you choose option two, then we shall fight for our lives. And I did say I am an honorable man. I do fight with honor. I will not have my soldiers aid me in slaughtering all of you. You all will fight the Tempest of Kuldar, and you will find to know why they call me that. Begins to reach for his two swords, and he unsheathes them from his back, and he stretches his arms out. 5 seconds. Option one. Or option two, join Kuldar in our efforts to destroy Mori Tai and save all of Ashai, or die here today like the dogs that you are.
Shit. Press start. Talk the game.
Stella points out the peace sign, but it's just to signify that she wants option two.
Last time we saved.
All right, so.
Oh, Jesus.
Y'all choose an option two, so.
Well, I chose it. I don't speak for everybody.
When Stella starts rolling up and fighting and talking shit, what choice do we have?
He's talking shit first.
I mean, yeah, he's an asshole, but
he's on our land. We ain't got no choice but to fight his ass.
Oh, he's a colonizer? That's true. Let's go.
Holton sheathes his scimitar.
Ashina has her glaive out, and she just looks at the four of you.
Ashina's like, fuck yeah.
If we die, we die an honorable death. But if we survive, we take out one of the most powerful generals of Koldar. Let us fight together. Show him no mercy, friends.
I ain't got nothing to give.
All right. So, Roroy, are you joining them in this? And Yome?
Yome has an Anya reaction face right now.
And
small pupils, and she looks like she's going to be sick.
You can see General Nock, as he's looking at you, he then states, your time is up. It seems you've defaulted to option two. This is a shame. Such a shame to allow such skilled warriors such as yourselves to fall to my swords. You could have made a name of yourselves in Koldar. You could have saved the Shai from the damned god Moritai, but you've chosen to remain blinded by the Alliance and your stupid...
names.
And as he looks at you, he begins to walk slowly at you guys. And all the soldiers, they put their weapons down, or they sheath their weapons as they're watching, and they begin to cheer. Yeah! It becomes like they're surrounding the canyon all cheering now. They want to see the fight.
What is this, KOF?
Yes. All right, so we're beginning the turn order. 24. Stella, you are first. What are you doing?
She is going to...
And I'll get rid of the samurai just because you can walk over them if you need to. Cue in, battle music.
She's going to cast... Stop at me, drop at me. Who are you trying to beat? You already know. That's trash, but you have to beat a DC 16 wisdom saving throw for my vicious mockery.
All right. Vicious Mockery, a DC saving throw. Okay. Wisdom. All right. He's got a 17.
Okay. Well, there's that.
All right. So Vicious Mockery. So you go to cast it. As you begin to spout out your Vicious Mockery tunes, he just continues to slowly walk towards you. It doesn't seem to affect him.
She runs behind Roy and grabs his leg.
A spellcaster. It seems that you'll be one of the ones I'll take out first. Spellcasters are always the most troubling ones.
What's he saying?
She's got her fingers in her ears.
He scares me.
Anything else from you, Stella?
Nope, I'm hiding behind the room.
Okay.
Yome. Work today.
Yome, it's you. Okay. Yome's like, I don't want to get near that guy.
Oh, you guys keep your aid, because that's 8 hours. So you guys still have your hit points, okay?
Unless you lost it like Roy did.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
He's the only one. Okay. That's good. What else should I do? Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
I'm scared. Okay. 15 feet. I'm going to use... Sacred Flame.
Sacred Flame? I believe that's a spell saving throw.
Scared.
All right, so I think it's a spell
Dex
saving throw.
Dex saving throw.
Okay. Oh, Dex, that's his best stat.
No.
Oh, God.
I rolled a 19.
Oh, okay. What'd you have to beat? My spell?
Save, which is probably a 16 or 15?
It's a 15.
Okay, yeah. So... Oh, Yome's eyes widened. She's like mouth's gaping open. As you cast your sacred flame, you can see your flame begins to appear and it goes to strike him. He swings his right blade to the side and he just is able to knock it off from him before it hurts him.
Okay.
As he's still walking towards you.
Spiritual weapon.
Okay. Where do you cast it?
Even my spiritual weapon is scared. It's going to get cast right next to me.
Okay. Go ahead and move it wherever you want. All right.
It's going to go in front of me.
Okay. Okay. Do you move anywhere?
No.
Okay. Roy, it's your turn.
Roy's going to do a bonus action first. He's going to touch his armor, touch himself, and him.
Okay, now's not the time for that. I don't.
Give him
I know
five,
you're about to die, but I don't know.
Five temporary hit points.
Okay. What else do
then
you do?
Then he's going to step forward. And he's going to cast Thunder Wave.
All right. Is that an attack? Oh, it's Constitution saving
throw. Constitution 15? Saving throw.
I wrote a 17.
True.
Does he take half damage on a save? I'll check. On a failed save, or wait. On a failed save, on a successful save, the creature takes half as much damage and isn't pushed. So he takes half of 10. So he takes 5.
All right.
Thunder damage. As you send your thunder wave towards him, you can
very loud.
He slashes his left sword in front of him. He cuts your thunder wave in half as parts of it do hit his armor, but not nearly, only 5 damage.
Oh no.
Anything else for Roy? You move or
no, he's gonna stay right there.
Okay, it's his turn. He continues to slowly walk, and as he looks at you, is that it? All long-ranged attacks. Do not disappoint me. I was really excited for this battle. Don't make this too easy now.
I'm just warming up.
You're fighting the Tempest of Kol'dar. Have some honor! And he, as he's walking, quickly begins to shuffle his feet. He rushes at this point. He's in front of you, Roy, and he sidesteps to the side of you. Within seconds, you see him right next to you. He slashes both of his blades at you. 16 I rolled, plus that is going to be a 26.
Oh, fuck.
Does a 26 hit you?
Yes.
Oh.
All right. His second sword. That's a 25.
Yes.
Oh, we got to run. We got to run, man.
All right. So you'll be taken. You will be taken. Let's see here. Well, I got to go to his stats on the other page. So that's going to be.
Where are we going to fucking run? It's all enemy territory now.
Pick a direction.
You just took 27 points of slashing damage.
Oh, God.
And
oh,
my God. As he does so, make me a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, no. You said 27?
Yes, total. Slashing.
Why dex?
Make it. You got to beat a 16.
Make it.
That's not a 16.
No, but it's not.
That's a 7.
A 7.
All right, I'll roll this.
I hope this is like that time in Final Fantasy IX when you have to die.
You take 16 points of lightning damage from his blades. And he comes around, because he still has movement left. And he comes in between Stella, Yome, and Leroy. And after you both just see him go off on Leroy, he spins around and he takes his right hand and he stabs behind him at Leroy again as he's looking at Yome and Stella. Yes, 3 attacks. That is a 28.
Yeah, I'm down.
You take. Yeah, you take 22 points of damage.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. That's 17. I'm sorry. 17 points of damage.
Oh, I only had 3 hit points left.
Oh, okay. As he stabs back behind him, he's not even looking at Roy. You guys just see Roy within a second. He's up. He just drops to the ground, bleeding out. And he's looking at you, Yome and Stella. Casters. Your front line of defense is down. What will you do? You're next. Show me what you are capable of. What do you do, Hota?
You leave them be. Hota's gonna Dark Souls roll past, and he's going for the scimitar.
Make me attack with advantage.
This is blood in his eyes now.
Mm-hmm. 22. Make another roll because you do have advantage. You might get a crit. Okay, so 22 will definitely hit.
So we're going to get that damage with the sneak attack.
9 points of damage. Okay, so he'll take 9. And as a reaction, he does get a reaction. So Renok gets a reaction if he takes damage by a physical attack that's within 5 feet of him.
Yeah.
He may use a reaction. He uses counter. He attacks you. Or a 22, does that hit?
Oh, yeah, it does.
You take 16 points of slashing damage as he counters you.
Oof.
And then...
So you got some temporary hit points. You got 10.
Make me a dexterity saving throw.
Well, I wasn't in range to get the temporary hit points.
Oh, they last 8 hours.
I wasn't in range the first time.
Yeah, well, you were. It was only... Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So add 10 to that. So you have 35.
It's like 30 feet. Okay. We were...
Yeah, you have 35 HP right now.
There you go. Awesome.
But make me a dex save before you can finish your...
Ryan said, but let me take him away.
Oh, you take half damage.
What's half damage?
You're about to find out.
I don't want to find out.
Half of that.
Oh, fuck.
Half of what?
21.
Oh!
Remember, you round up for damage. So that's going to be 11 points of damage. All right, now you can continue. That was his reaction. So as you cut him, he looks at you, Hota. Not bad. He quickly counters you, slashing at you with his blade. He cuts you deep.
Oof. Oh, you think you're good, huh? Oh, yeah, he's good.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Wait. I had uncanny dodge.
That work for dex save?
Oh, wait. Okay, he didn't attack me directly yet. Unless that counted as attack direct attack.
Uncanny dodge. Let me double check. It was a reaction for him.
Okay, never mind then.
So, all right. So when an attacker I can see you hits you with an attack, you can use a reaction to have the attack's damage against you. So you'd have to use a reaction to half it.
Okay.
It's still an attack. Consider an attack, even though it was a reaction. So you can use your reaction to his reaction to take half damage.
Oh, yeah, it hurt! Okay, dodge!
Alright, so you don't take 11. You take half of that 11. So 6 points of damage. Instead of 11 points of damage. Alright, anything else, Hota?
Well.
Well.
I could... No, we're gonna keep him trapped in there.
Okay. Alright. Ashina's turn then. Ashina, she comes charging at him next to Yome and Stella, and she takes her glaive and she is gonna go to town. She yells out, screaming. She will make 2 attacks. 22 will hit, the 13 will not. She is able to deal 7 points of slashing damage. She comes from the side, she cuts him. He can't have more than one reaction in a round, so he's not able to counter that. And he looks over at her, Samurai. Interesting. All right. It's second round. Stella, it's your go.
All right. Stella, seeing that her meat shield Roy has fallen, she's looking up with big eyes as General Renok casts a shadow, and she just, with her hand behind her back, casts Hideous Laughter. So you have to beat a
16
wisdom.
All right. Let's see.
Saving throw.
Fall prone, becoming incapacitated, and unable to stand up during the duration. Okay.
Let's fucking go.
All right. So he rolled a 15. So, creature of your choice that can see within range, perceives everything as hilariously funny. It's of laughter. The target must succeed on a wisdom saving throw or fall prone, becoming incapacitated and unable to stand up for the duration. And creature with intelligence can't be affected at the end of its turn. Each time it takes damage, the target can make another wisdom saving throw. So if he takes damage or when his turn comes, he can try to break out of it. You see, he begins to laugh. Hilarious.
Oh.
All right. But he's
technically... Run while he's laughing.
He's technically incapacitated until the start of his turn, or if he takes damage, he gets to roll again.
He's prone.
Can we run?
Someone pick the body up and let's go.
Let's go.
That's my turn.
All right. Yome.
What do we do? What do I do? I'm going to touch Roy and stabilize him, I guess. Okay. Or, wait, can I heal him?
Yeah, you can heal him. Get his health back.
He's just
his health like, back.
His hail.
Give him some hail. He's just going to go back down, though.
That's true, too.
But can we run?
He's got to make death saving throws. Remember that.
I know.
See what damage is? Oh, hood on that too.
I mean,
see what damage you was doing?
you can run, but there's guards in your way. There's soldiers in your way.
Hey, man, they ain't General Knock, though. They can get smoked.
Yeah, they can get this the smoke. This motherfucker keeps laughing. We might have a chance. I'm going to, I guess, get him stable. Is there a point in stabilizing him? I'm going to heal him? Probably not, right?
I mean, healing him will stabilize him.
Yeah. It's just that's a bonus action.
Yome's pissing her pants.
Yeah, she don't fuck around. She be living in this shit, this war and stuff. She's not here for this. This is a bonus action.
You're like, I'd rather fight Yaksha.
Yeah. This guy's pretty much something else.
At this point, yeah.
Oh, okay, I'll just use, yeah, Cure Wounds. So I'll touch him.
All right, heal your...
Cast a second level or higher. Healing increases by 1d8. So if I cast it at third level, then it's 3d8?
Yes, 3d8 plus your wisdom.
My wisdom is, like, kind of trash. Oh, it's not. It's plus 4.
Nice.
All right, 23 points of HP, Roy. You're healed for 23. All right, Roy, you wake up. You're lying prone on the ground. You see General Renak is laughing.
Laughing.
Yeah. All right.
He's twitching from the electricity that went through him.
You still have your bonus action, Yome, for your spiritual weapon if you want.
Yeah, but if I tag him, he's going to get up.
That's true. Up to you.
You should know, we shouldn't stay.
That's what I'm saying. We should go. Does he still get a chance to attack us?
I mean, on his turn, he gets the chance to break free of the spell at the beginning of his turn.
So I can move?
Just don't give him a turn.
At the end of its turn, and each time it takes damage, the target can make another wisdom saving throw. So, I mean, he'll eventually break free. Eventually. Because, I mean, he's always going to get a turn every round. It's just, does he get to attack or is he still laughing? That's the case.
Mm-hmm.
We can't run, though. They're going to attack us.
They ain't going to get the smoke, too. Get in my way. I want them to.
We're going to have to run fast.
Yeah, that's the point.
Oh my god. All right, Yome is moving.
So if we all take the dash action, we can run 60 feet.
We're trying to get off the map.
Trying to scoop up Ashina, because she's probably going to come be kicking and screaming. So that bitch is coming with us.
Jesus Christ. I don't, Yome.
Just so you know, you're in a canyon, so just because you leave the map doesn't mean you're out of their sight.
Yes, it does. Yeah. We just gotta be faster than him.
Yeah.
Okay, so Yome begins to run.
He already followed us all the way from we escaped. You think we can get away?
Oh no, I don't know what to do. You were the one talking shit to him.
No, I didn't. All I did was make him laugh.
Oh, he's laughing.
No, he's laughing. I mean, that's all I can do unless I attack him. I don't want to attack him with my weapon because it's not. All
right, let's run. Fuck him.
Ryan is like, you are not running from this fucking battle. Can we talk it out?
Hell no. He tried. We said no.
You said no.
He said, all right.
He wanted us to join him in his evil deeds.
Where the hell are our this is the border. Where is the, where the fuck is like border control or something? Patrol.
They're on the floor.
Right. Here.
Right.
There's some over there. There's some at the hummus.
Where's the rest of them? We have to protect the whole border, not just this one place. God damn. Listen, I backed up. That's all I got. All
right. Cool. Roy, you're still prone, so you have to...
Don't get knocked down again, bitch.
Half your movement to get up, just so you know.
Roy will yell out to Yome, where are you going?
Get the fuck out of here. Y'all are crazy as shit.
All right. So what do you do, Roy?
I don't know.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Rod's crying. Don't worry.
I don't know.
We're almost done. We're almost done. Don't worry.
Oh, man.
I don't blame him. This fight is terrifying. Man, you see what he did to us? Same thing to him?
I don't really don't want to attack, but it...
Don't you goddamn do it. Get your ass up and get closer to me. Get your ass up and get closer to me so I can heal you more. You gotta be like almost health.
He won't get an attack of opportunity because he's technically, you know, unable to attack.
You better back the fuck up, bro.
Yeah, he's gonna get up.
That's half your movement, and you can use your action to double that half of your movement if you want. Up to you.
Yeah.
Yome, by the way, listeners, Yome is running further east towards more Alliance territory. Yeah. They're not running back towards Aloria right now.
Oh, hell no, yeah. I'm not. Not unless that fucking tree god's about to show up. Deer god.
Deer god.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he'll do that.
Okay.
So, 3 feet.
All right.
Oh.
Hopefully he don't get up. You guys
can... Yeah.
So, his turn will end. So, he'll make another roll. He just won't be able to do anything. And that is an 18. What do I have to beat?
Oh! Why don't you run out, man? All right.
I'll roll again. Damn. Okay.
I need him on that ground.
Well, he would still have to get up, right?
There it is.
God damn it.
There it is.
Oh, no.
Oh, Jesus. Do we have anything?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I rolled a 17 there.
Oh, man.
So, end of its turn, so he doesn't have a turn. It's the end of his turn. He gets to make that. You just hear his laughter begin to stop. Oh, your spells are fun, but they won't save you. Your jokes lasted while they did, but it's now the end of the game. That's his turn. Hota, what are you doing? He doesn't have a turn because that's the end of his turn.
No, Shayna, I'm giving you a choice. Either come with me or I'm going to pick you up.
she curses. Fine. I understand. Let's go.
Bring that ass. We're out. How heavy are you, Stella?
Not
he grabs
heavy.
Her up. Yanks her ass up. We're running.
Make me an athletics save. Or a check.
Don't drop her.
Athletics. In fact, I'm going to use my Whispers of the Dead since I've never changed it. And we're going to give that some of my proficiency. So, athletics proficiency. Wait, there's more. We're going to use the Fortune of the Many to add a +3 to that.
Okay.
He's wiggling. Just like the corgis when you pick them up.
So, wiggling. With a 13, Stella, do you allow him to pick you up?
Yes.
All right. You are able to grab, you yoink Stella up, you start booking it.
Oh, we're hoofing.
Just so you know, he's going to use a reaction to attack you.
But he's on the ground, right? He's got to get up.
He's got a disadvantage. But he still can use his reaction to attack you because you're leaving his threat range. Yes.
Yeah, we're leaving.
All right. So you and Stella begin to move away.
Oh, throw
I rolled a 17 total.
Shut
up. All right. You will take 9 points of slashing. I rolled low as fuck. 9 points of slashing damage.
He said worth it.
All right. So, Stella is also, I'll say, with you. All right. Hote, is that it? That's all you can really do.
Yeah.
Ashina, she just sighs, and she begins to run as well. I'll have your head next time, General Renak. And she is going to move.
Level up if she thinks she's going to do that.
All right. So, the start of a new turn. At this point, Stella, what are you doing? You're in Hota's
arms.
He didn't get
to attack Ashinaru?
No, he only gets one reaction per round.
Oh.
He used it on Hota. So are you all just going to continue running down the canyon? I'm going to say the canyon's fairly long, so even though that's the end of the map, that doesn't mean it's you're out of like danger just because you leave the map. So, but I'm assuming you all just then booking it then.
Close. Yep.
Okay.
And I'm just going to... I miss...
Oh, yeah.
I just shot a random crossbow. Yep.
Damn, that's some Elroy shot right there.
Right. Coach is running and she's bouncing on his back. I missed.
Oh, wait. Ashina should be right here. There you go.
She just puts the bow back and...
All right. So as you shoot, you see it misses as he's about to get up. All right. Well, you can't really move if you're being held by Hota. So unless you do any bonus actions... I'm assuming no, since you're just trying to retreat. And before we continue, we interrupt this campaign with breaking information just for you adventurers. I love smoothies, but I don't love smoothie bar prices. With my BlendJet 2 portable blender, I can make smoothie bar quality beverages for a fraction of the price. BlendJet 2 is portable, so you can blend up a smoothie at work, a protein shake at the gym, or even a margarita on the beach. It's small enough to fit in a cup holder, but powerful enough to blast through tough ingredients like ice and frozen fruit with ease. BlendJet 2 is whisper quiet, so you can make your morning smoothie without waking up the whole house. It lasts for 15 plus blends and recharges quickly via USB-C. Best of all, BlendJet 2 cleans itself. Just blend water with a drop of soap and you are good to go. And with over 30 colors and patterns to choose from, there's a BlendJet 2 to complement just about any style. Just like Rogar, I rock the champagne metallic because I'm a certified badass. Well, maybe not as much as Rogar, but y'all get the point. What are you waiting for? Go to BlendJet.com and grab yours today. And be sure to use promo code TavernsCaverns12 to get 12% off your order and free 2-day shipping. No other portable blender on the market comes close to the quality, power, and innovation of the BlendJet 2. They guarantee you'll love it or your money back. Blend anytime, anywhere with the BlendJet 2 portable blender. Go to BlendJet.com and use the code TavernsCaverns12 to get 12% off your order and free 2-day shipping. Shop today and get the best deal ever. And with that being said, let us now continue with our adventure. Yome, you just continue running?
I'm going to cast Guiding Bolt and then I'm going to run.
Okay.
So... I guess I could click on it so I could...
Guiding Bolt. So
I spell... My spell save is 13.
That's wrong.
Yeah, it is wrong.
I rolled a 2, so he's got a total of 7. So he's going to fail. So do your damage.
So it's spell slot, second level or higher. So I can do third, so.
So it's 4d6 radiant, and if you cast it...
5d6.
Yeah, 5d6. 16 points of radiant damage. You shoot...
And then I'm fucking running.
...the radiant bolt, and it hits him on the ground, and he's almost pushed back slightly by it. Ugh, not bad. All right.
So you're just running and fucking chucking stuff behind us. Yeah.
So you're just going to just put yourself at the edge of the map because it doesn't matter even though you're at the edge of the map. We'll just say you're still running.
My bonus action. Can I do that still?
Yeah.
Okay. Spiritual weapon's going to bonk him. It misses.
It misses. He blocks it. Roy.
This ain't shit.
What are you doing?
He's going to touch himself again and get back. Another 5 points of temporary HP.
Okay.
And thinking about... He's going to cast Shatter.
So was that a saving throw? 16 Constitution saving throw. I rolled a 14, so he failed. So he'll take 16 thunder damage. All right. 16 thunder damage. You see as the thunder goes through, he's...
And he's booking it out of there.
All right. So you're at the edge of the map. Put yourself at the edge of the map. He's going to use half his movement. It's now his turn to get up. Unless there's anything else, Roy, that you can do. I don't think there really is.
No, there's not.
Okay. So he uses half his movement to get up. I thought we were having an honorable battle. Now you're running. No one escapes General Ranak. Let me show you why they call me the Tempest of Koldar. And as he stands, he holds both of his blades up into the air. And as he does so, you all can see magical energy begins to swirl around his blades. and he looks at you, and he slashes both blades down halfway to his torso, and then he slashes outwards as if he was doing a cross slash kind of movement. And I'm going to make a line because the canyon is about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Canyon is about 45 feet wide. You all see this wind magical energy come from his blades like an energy beam or a sword beam of sorts. And it is 50 feet wide. And it's coming for all of you. It's able to hit every single one of you.
Oh my God.
And basically, it's covering the entire canyon. As it,
Shangle
is moving forward, it goes through all of you. And I need you all to make me...
Please not dexterity.
It's dex.
Fuck.
Dex save.
Deck saves, yes. Oh, everyone's everyone's rolling hot fire.
Come on, Roy.
Nice. Oh my. Okay. Everyone's rolling 19 and above. God damn.
Oh
all
my
right.
Goodness.
So let's go ahead and make Ashina roll a deck save.
No!
Oh.
What?
And try to place us with Roy.
So she rolled an 8. Yomi rolled a 19. Stella with a 22, Hota with a 20, and Roy with a 20, Ashina with an 8. So few rolled and succeeded, which all of you did, except Ashina. You take half damage. I'm going to roll the damage now. It's considered force damage, by the way.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I'm just going to have roll 20 do it, because that's a lot.
Oh, boy.
Oh, fuck.
Not him saying, oh, fuck.
My shit didn't load yet. What was 49
damage.
Half of
49
damage.
You're bluffing.
I wish.
It's 25 damage if you saved. A force damage.
Ooh, I'm down.
You went through your temporary hit points?
Yeah, that's been gone. Now I'm down.
You guys see the length or the width of the canyon, a gust of tempest wind-like energy coming from his blades comes crashing through all of you. And it stings. Luckily, you're all wearing armor of some kind. You all get the feeling that if you did not dodge at least some of it like you did, you would have been cut in half. Ashina takes full damage. As you're all running, Ashina quickly turns and she sees this wave of energy come her way. She pulls up her Naginata to block it. It cuts right through her Naginata.
Damn.
And it cuts it in half. She only has her katana left. And as it does, it cuts through her samurai armor. And she drops to her knees, bleeding out. She coughs blood.
No!
Hota drops down, almost cut in half by this attack. And as that happens, General Anak just stares at you. And when he does so, his turn's not over. That was half his movement to get up, and then that was his special ability, because he is considered a very special enemy.
Oh, we get that.
Yeah. He is going to use his quick step, or I should say shadow step. Robert knows what that is.
Yeah.
It's similar to what Yaito does. Yaito has Misty Step.
Misty Step?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. General Anak, he just sees two of you drop. Roy is hurt. And he... Oh, wait. Okay, no, never mind. He steps forward, and as he steps forward, the wind blows in front of him, and he vanishes. And he reappears next to Ashina Ruru. He can't move far with it, because he is wearing heavy armor.
Oh, no.
That's pretty much as far as he can get. And as he does so... Oh, by the way, Stella, make me a dex saving throw or an athletics, because Hota fell. He was carrying you. I want to see if you fall on your ass. Okay, so you were able to catch yourself. You fall on your feet as Hota drops to the ground. And as you drop to the ground, you see General Anak teleports, or he appears next to Hota and Ashina. And as Ashina drops to both of her legs, she attempts to pull her katana out as she's passing out. And as she's passing out to try and attack him with her katana, because she is at zero HP, he takes one of his blades, and you see he swings it, and he cuts her left arm off.
Oh, no! He's going to do her dirty like Tengen.
As he cuts her left arm off, it goes flying as she just screams out in pain and goes unconscious. Just
these guys love arms and legs.
Yeah, they do.
Oh my
and goodness. As she drops unconscious, she is bleeding out, about to die. And he looks over at Hota, who's down, and then the other three of you who are still up. Where were you going again?
Oh.
This is not over. You chose your decision. Now die an honorable death. This is the best death you can have. One on the battlefield against a general, no less, of Koldar. And as he takes his sword and he's about to stab the back of Ashina before he comes at the rest of you.
What, how many attacks perception checks?
Well, this is just, he's not going to attack. He's just, I'm saying before his next turn, it's just flavor text. Make perceptions. The three of you, Yome, Roy, and
12.
Oh, okay. We're fucked up. We're
I perceive
focused.
The ground.
Yes. So the three
I
of
can
you,
see is her arm though.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys Lion. Are fucked. Like, fucking scared, and before he can stab into Ashina just for flavor text, because he won't be able to do it until his next turn anyways. Remember, one round is 6 seconds, so it's not like, you know, things take forever to do. The if you got higher than a 10, Bri, your character Stella, she is fucked up. You don't even see this. But Roroi and Yome see something begin to happen in the canyon from above. You see those Kodarian soldiers begin to drop down from the ledges of the cliffs of the canyons where they're at. They all begin to fall to the ground with arrows in their
dead,
backs.
Dead? Okay.
And they come crashing,
like dead or to kill us.
Crashing down. And what you do see are Shimaran samurai coming out of the blue to help your asses.
Thank God.
And as they appear all around the canyon surrounding you all now, a portal.
New border patrol would help.
A portal does appear behind your spiritual weapon, Yome. And as the portal begins to open, you see these energy animal spirits. They look like cranes come flying out of that portal. And they fly towards General Ronak. And before he can finish off Ashina, before he can do anything else to you guys, he turns around and he cuts into these. Think of Yaito's firebirds, except these are like green energy looking translucent cranes, like the bird, the crane birds, like the god, the Omnikami crane of Raicho. They come flying out this portal, and as he attacks them, because they're attempting to strike him, a couple of the cranes fly around Hota and Ashina, and both Hota and Ashina, you guys can see these energy shields appear around them to protect them from any further attacks. And stepping through the portal, you see three individuals. One of them, you definitely know. Well, two of them, you definitely know. One is wearing a samurai armor. He's got a mask on. And as he steps through, he looks hardened and experienced as fuck. It's Lord Oshiro.
Damn.
Stepping out of the portal. And behind him, you see Omug.
You
coming out the portal. And then the third person you also know is Mizuno Amari, the priestess that you all met back at town many, many episodes
back
ago.
All my sass.
Yes. And as they step out, General Ronak looks at Lord Oshiro. Lord Oshiro, he has his katana out. He's pointing it at General Ronak. As he sees Ronak, Oshiro yells out, "Stand down, General! You are surrounded. We will kill you if you do not surrender." And General Ronak, he turns his back. He doesn't even care about you guys anymore. He turns his back to all of you because he doesn't see you as a threat any longer. He looks at Lord Oshiro.
"Lord Oshiro of the Alliance, you have stepped foot onto the battlefield with me. You surround me and you threaten me with all of your samurai. Where is your honor? Fight me one-on-one, and we shall see who the better general is.
And as he says so, Lord Oshiro just shakes his head.
No, you have already dishonored yourself when you sided with Mori Tai. We have heard about what you've done. You have filled your men with the essences of the Yaksha. There is no honor in fighting you any longer, General Ranak. You will surrender now, or you will die at my blade. And Omug steps forward. Omug looks pissed. Because remember, Omug's friends with Ashinoruri as well as you. And Mizuno Amari, she's also friends with Ashina. Remember, Omug and Ashina are like her best friends, like her personal bodyguard. So Omug, he is pissed looking. He steps forward with his glaive.
Omug is here. Do not worry, friends. Omug will protect.
And as that happens, you see Mizuno Amari, she begins to float. And she places both her hands together as if she was praying. And these energy-like torii gates, gigantic, spiritual, begin to form behind her once the portal closes. And as these torii gates begin to appear, made out of spiritual energy, you see spiritual animals coming through the torii gate. Cranes, tigers, elephants. And as these spiritual animals come out, you see the tiger spirit jumps onto Lord Oshiro, and you can see his armor begins to glow and his sword bursts into flames. The elephant spirit jumps onto Omug, and Omug's skin begins to harden as his body turns almost into steel. And then the crane begins to fly over towards Lord Oshiro as well, and you can see these energy-like crane wings appear on his back, and he begins to fly into the air. She's basically buffing Oshiro and Omug at this point. And before they're about to strike, you see all the samurai pull out their bows and they're aiming it down at General Ranak. And General Ranak just shakes his head at this. What a pity.
You dishonor me, Lord Oshiro. I thought you were a man of honor to fight me like this behind your troops. Pitiful.
And as he looks around, he understands he is kind of fucked at this point. Despite how powerful he is, he's fighting a fully pumped up Omug and Lord Oshiro. And you guys know Lord Oshiro is a powerful ally. He's one of the generals of Shimada, so he's no pushover. He's not as powerful as General Ranak from what you've seen, but he's getting buffed like a motherfucker through the priestess that's behind him. And Omug there being there too. And General Ranak, he looks over his shoulder at the three of you that are still awake.
We'll have to deal with you later. It's a shame.
And he steps forward. As he just vanishes, he teleports away. He is running. He understands that there's no honor in this fight, and he's not going to take this fight because he's not here to die. He was only here to accomplish a goal. Unfortunately, he did not accomplish it. But you see General Nock, he vanishes from your sight. And as he does so, we will end this episode of Taverns and Cabs.
Yeah, we gonna level up before we fight him again.
Exactly.
Fucking Ranak said 1v1 me, bro. Nah. Buffs. Right. Damn.
He said nah, oh, man. Nah, motherfucker, nah.
Hell no. Buffs.
Thanks again for listening to another exciting episode of Taverns and Caverns, everyone. If you enjoyed our shenanigans, we ask that you please leave us ratings and reviews on Apple iTunes or any other podcast platform that you use. Also, please be sure to check out the Taverns and Caverns Patreon for exclusive content that you won't want to miss. You can find me on Twitter at HaphazardDM.
Yo, I'm Bri. I play Stella. And you can follow me on Twitter at Blaze_NancyBriKing or NBK.
I am Robert Jones, and I played Hota Lu Bei. You can find me on YouTube, Trubone, TRUBONE.
I'm Felicia, and I play Yome. You can find me on Insta or Twitter at Dagger Tribal.
I'm Rod, or Rodimus, playing Roroi Rice. You can find me on Twitter at Rodimus7901 or at Instagram at Rodimus83.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone. Those are all of our players and our cast members for Taverns of the Cavern Season 2. Until next time, take care.